Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Talking Heads podcast. This week we're talking about, well, There Is Your Problem, episode number 128, The Death of Eastern Forests. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Talking Heads podcast. In this show, we take great snips from other shows, shine a bit of light, add a bit of context, and always add some humor. We are not affiliated with any of the shows mentioned in the podcast. However, if you are interested in the shows discussed, you can easily find them by going to the link in the podcast. And now, to the show.
And the real world is not an idea. It is not words. Reality is...
All right, guys, let's get into it. I am Sean Houlihan. I'm always joined with my co-host.
Adam Thorn. What's happening? I'm introducing myself.
A little bit of a delay. It's 420 today, so we're
on slow motion.
A little bit slow motion today, but...
Let's celebrate.
Nevertheless, we're here to talk about deforestation.
Ooh.
So... Yeah, so this podcast I found... I think I was going through looking for... technology podcast or something, but I don't think this is a technology podcast. I would describe this as like a history podcast, I think.
Yeah,
that's kind of how I felt about it.
It's full of smart people that are quite funny.
They're kind of funny.
They really are. They're quick.
Yeah, they also are very serious about listing their pronouns in the beginning. Yeah, I listened to another episode and they did the same thing. It was like not ironic at all. So I'm like, all right.
Well. Yeah, I guess I couldn't tell if it was or not.
The one British dude is like, the one British person was like, yeah, my pronouns are she, her.
That was confusing.
Sounds like a guy. I think he's gay though.
Okay.
But I mean,
have whatever you want. I just wasn't sure if it was like part of some sort of.
I didn't
like,
know if they were doing a bit either. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Because so much of their stuff is kind of, you know, mockery on, you know, what's happening in the world today. In a sense, like they're good at doing that, so it kind of just fit them. And either way, God bless them and the she her on there.
Yes,
they get into it.
Yeah, that was the British one. We also have a British person on our podcast. So,
yes.
You know, yeah, on that one.
I have like regular, whatever the regular ones are, pronouns. Just
regular
saying,
pronouns.
Yeah. Guy, dude.
Guy, dude. No, okay, so it is a little bit of like a, it's not a woke podcast by any means, but that you can tell that they're left-leaning on a lot of stuff. Like they made a couple of like, political comments about like Trump and some other stuff that wasn't what the show was about, and I don't think it's a reason to not listen to the show if you're on the other side, but it was something that I picked up from the show as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're talking a lot about the environment and what's happening in nature and trees and all the rest of it, and global warming, which there is a warming factor that is affecting trees because they're quite a lot more sensitive. So it makes sense that somebody on that side of the aisle would be focused on these sorts of issues, you know, period.
Most of their shows, though, this one's about deforestation, but most of their other ones, they kind of are, they say in the beginning, they say that they're like an engineering podcast. And most of their stuff is, like a lot of their other episodes, they talk about like disasters, or I was listening to one where they were talking about like the creation of the... Berlin Airport. And so they do usually talk about like these more engineering focused either disasters or like creations or stuff. So
Yeah, but I would say if it's if they're the sorts of topics that would interest you, these guys definitely bring it from a very entertaining standpoint.
Yeah, it was entertaining.
It's very listenable.
Nice. Yeah,
very listenable.
I mean, they're like that older dude. I don't remember what his name was, but he was hilarious. Uh-huh. I loved listening to him.
Yeah,
he was so funny. The other thing that's a little different about this show, I guess, is I guess you're supposed. So they have a YouTube channel.
Okay.
I'll link it in the bio, but that's actually the best way to listen to these or watch them because they go over a slideshow. So if you can't see the slides while you're listening to it, you're kind of missing out a little bit. Although having listened to like 2 or 3 full episodes, I don't think like it's nice to have a slideshow, but you can still like listen to this in the car while you're driving or whatever you want to.
And also it's like how much of that is going to change what message you're getting out of it. I mean, they're pretty good at explaining, kind of filling in that gap. They know that people are listening on podcasts. And probably this is the sort of show, the more you get into it, you would watch it on YouTube because you get that little extra.
Yeah, bit. I did go back and watch the YouTube videos. And I mean, I didn't watch all of them, but it does help give context and stuff.
I want to know who the hosts are because I recognized a couple of their voices and I couldn't be sure. I want to get their names. Do we have that anywhere? We should. I'm looking through a few things right now. Come in. Yeah, engineering podcast.
I don't see it in the description. Maybe it's in the YouTube.
Yeah, they didn't have it in the description either. It's got to be on there somewhere. Maybe IMDb. That's always a good place to go when you're trying to figure something out that is to do with shows and TV and podcasts. Go to Cast. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything.
I don't recognize the names. Doesn't matter. Anyway, interesting show. So how worried are you now for the environment, Sean?
I mean, I am definitely. One of the things that I think, so another thing as well that they do, which I like, each episode they have some sort of an expert come on. Usually it's either like it's some sort of scientist or a historian or someone who's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of do the show with them, which is kind of fun. And the one on Deforestation, episode 128, the dude, I think his name is Kevin, the biologist. He was awesome.
Yeah, he was
great. He was hilarious.
Super passionate guy.
Yeah. But no, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that I learned, actually, on this that I'm like, okay, I didn't think about that. Like, all these infections, like, these overpopulation of, like, caterpillars and fungus that are just, like, completely destroying.
Well, it does seem important that we are careful about introducing new potential funguses, beetles, you know, bugs, any kind of creature into new environments because they potentially can have a huge impact. I think it's like the Galapagos Islands. Before you take a ferry out there, they clean your shoes off.
Oh, yeah, they have to. Yeah,
there's like quite a protocol for it. And, you know, that might be something that is a smart move to just employ in lots of different places. I mean, they scan the shit out of you when you go through TSA. Why isn't there like a slight sterilization thing? Like a little pool that you got to, you know, that's like half an inch thick that you just put your shoes in.
They just spray everyone with bleach. It's like, you have to walk through like a terminal full of like this, just like a car wash, but with chemicals.
It just sterilizes us all.
Yeah.
So we don't poison the environment.
No, but they do that in some places. Like if you go to a lake, a lot of places, depending on what part of what lake you go to, they it is a conversation that comes up more with like people fishing. Because if you go from one area of the U.S. with your boat and then you plant it in another lake completely different, all the little microbiomes and all the stuff that was in the first lake is going to be in that second lake.
Well, this was an issue.
So that's why they want you to wash it off and stuff.
This was an issue with boats coming into the Great Lakes. So there's 5 lakes, you know, Huron, Erie, Lake Michigan, some whatever they are, and Superior. I don't know the rest.
Some dude from Sheboygan is really pissed off at you right now.
I fucked it all up. They're like, "Come on, dude, you gotta know him." Yeah, and I guess you memorized all the state capitals too, nerd. But whatever, I didn't, and I'm doing my best. So these boats will come in, and they have they take on water, right? So if you have a lot of containers that you're bringing over, or just a lot of weight that you're shipping, then you don't need as much water in the, what is it called, the barge water or something?
Yeah.
So when you get rid of it all, you got to take on a bunch. So they do this with water. They're just pulling it in from the ocean.
Oh, yeah, like submarines do.
Exactly. So, yeah. But basically, you know, nobody really thought about this. You just have big open holes sucking in water, and then you get to your destination and spit it all out because you got rid of your shit. Well, in Lake Erie, there was an issue with, I think it's called zebra mussels. So somehow they got in there from another place through these boats, and now they have to be more careful. I think they actually somewhat sterilize the water. I think they have like a lot of bright UV lights in there. They just kind of fry everything. But the zebra mussel has just taken over, you know, the lake somehow and caused some major problems.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's other little fishes. Or maybe it's a zebra fish. I think it's probably that. I mean, I'm not like the guy to ask for this. We should have checked.
Which is more scarier, like an infectious thing of fish or mussels? Because mussels kind of sounds weird, like just a plague of mussels everywhere. Like
it's got to be fish, because what would mussels even be doing other than just growing everywhere? Well, Google it yourself if you're interested. But, you know, it was something like my point to this is these are things you just don't think about unless you. I never thought about like trees going extinct other than ones that we cut down.
Yeah.
You know, but I went back to England recently over Christmas, and my mom lives out in the country, and there's a lot of country talk down the pub. You know, they get together, you got to be updated on country news. And supposedly there's a bunch of different species of, you know, these old English trees. I think it might be birch and some other things, and they're just getting wiped out. They're all falling to pieces.
It's really sad. It's really sad. Like chestnuts are like, we just completely destroyed all of them, pretty much. Which was something that they were saying earlier in the thing.
We got to keep at least one tree going.
There's Chinese chestnuts.
Oh, thank God.
And we've tried to like crossbreed them, but it's not really worked out that much.
Do they taste the same?
I don't know. I've never had a Chinese chestnut.
Oh.
I don't know. But
we got to keep these things alive.
Well, another thing that was interesting too is like deer. Like they were talking about how in Pennsylvania, I don't know if we have this same problem in Montana. Probably not because so many people hunt, but they have an overpopulation of deer.
Right.
Because a lot of their predators have gone extinct because it was either wolves or I don't remember what, but he was saying there's like two other things that kill deer most of the time.
Bears.
Yeah. And both of them have like pretty much, there's not as much of them anymore because of extinction. And so there's just a stupid amount of deer everywhere. And so they throughout the whole podcast, they kept joking about we want to kill as many deer as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. You know, going back to their like possible left-leaning instincts, it's like they still have funny jokes in any direction.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good with that stuff. Everything seemed like
satire. there was a little bit of dark humor in some of the podcasts too. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah these guys, what I like about it is they all understood each other well, so they gave each other a lot of space for their jokes. You know, I was surprised that on the pod they weren't talking over each other more because there's so many people in that room.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to coordinate that.
Well, especially if you're trying to be funny, because that's about timing.
Yeah.
Like somebody says something, you got to get in there. And they were all very good at giving each other space. The reason I bring this up is just as a avid podcast listener, you want that because it gets so annoying. It gets really frustrating when people are talking over each other.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about, there's some of these shows where it's just like these internet people who start a podcast to like just do it to get money, or I don't know what it is, but they'll have like seven people on one podcast and then they'll have a guest. And it's just like the whole podcast is the guest just getting like hammered with questions and people talking over each other.
Yeah.
And it's just not fun to listen to. But no, I agree. I think that I wonder, I bet that they recorded it all in the same room. So you could kind of, because it's easier to coordinate like conversation when you're in person with somebody.
Of course. And when you have the headphones on, that's the reason we turn the volume up like we do, because if your voice is coming in at the same level as other people's or theirs, it's much harder to speak over each other. So they have the setup good. It's still impressive, though, because there's enough of them, and they're really hammering out facts and other things that they find interesting or jokes really quickly. Well done.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. And then it was cool, too. Like I said, I really liked the fact that each episode had a guest on it. Mm. And I listened to like 2.5 episodes or something like that. And each one had like a cool guest. They were all like, I could tell that they didn't just choose someone who was like a nerd. Like they were actually decent to talk to and could hold a conversation on a podcast, which makes it nice. There's nothing worse than when you have some guest come on and they just like have no social skills at all. You're just mm-hmm. like, this guy's been living in a lab for 50 years and has never even seen a woman in his life.
Right. He may have 4 PhDs, but, yeah. you know, it's not from speeches he's made.
Yeah. He's only looking at textbooks.
Yeah, the guy they had on was good. He had a lot of passion. Also, he had his own podcast, right? Didn't he talk about that at the end?
I think he did. I think he did. Mm. Yeah, I'll find it and put it in the description.
Nice. Very nice. All right, so they did talk about using weird measurements for things. Obviously, there's a lot of measurements, whether you're in Europe or America. You know, we know in England, we weigh each other with stones. It's
really?
Like, how old fashioned is that?
How much does a stone weigh?
I think it's like 13 pounds.
That's so weird.
It's such an unusual.
Like when you go to the doctor's office, do they like
100%. Yeah.
How many stones do you weigh?
It'd be like 12.
12. Wow.
You know, it'll, yeah.
12 stones.
So
you gotta.
I'm heavy. You know, but then it's like
you gotta drop
like,
a couple stones.
Yeah, it's like stones and pounds. And then if you're in Europe or Germany, it's all kilos is yeah. how they do it. I mean,
I love like I saw this meme one time where it was like a news headline, and it was like a meteorite the size of 13 washer machines crashed into Earth, and it was like, I swear Americans will use anything except for the metric system.
It's so perfect. The length of 84 football fields.
Yeah. No, but he was talking about how, I thought this was interesting. I didn't know this. What classifies a forest is it only has to be an acre with 20% trees.
No shit.
That's a forest, yeah. Huh. Which is wild.
Well, in England, we have a woods.
Woods?
Yeah. We're like, oh, we're going down to the woods.
Yeah.
And the woods is just like a small forest, but it's definitely bigger than that.
Yeah.
That's probably another example of a weird...
Well, it's just like scientifically, I guess that's what classifies something as a forest.
Okay.
And then it was weird. Like, I've never thought about what classifies something as a tree, but I guess it has to be at least 2 inches in diameter and at least grow to above 3 feet off the ground.
Huh.
Otherwise, it's like a shrub or a bush or something else yeah. like that. But no, it's weird. I've never taken like a environmental biology class or anything, but... I thought it was really fascinating to learn about like the ways we kind of classify stuff in different ways.
Mm. It is interesting. I feel like even for the forest, there should be more.
More
it should
trees.
Be like village, town, city. You know, it should be like
yeah.
that. State. They should do. I mean, you're putting 1 acre of trees that covers 20% of 1 acre of trees. That's a forest.
Yeah.
And then we have the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like this. Yeah, it doesn't really give you much.
I know. It's, yeah. There's
much
not much in between.
Like,
yeah.
The point is to kind of create some scale in your mind.
Yeah. It's just a forest.
Okay.
It's just like place with tree.
It's all
forest. Yeah. It's just forest. Most of the world is forest, I think.
Well, it sounds like it.
A lot
that.
Of it. Yeah.
I wonder what the average amount of trees in the 20%. You have like 50 trees? Is your forest?
I don't know. I mean, what makes it... What like?
Be like, oh, sorry, guys. Sorry I'm late. I was lost in a forest. They were like, you were in your backyard.
He's like, oh, it's technically a forest, John.
It's just a forest of actual shrubberies that are like 2 inches taller yeah. than a regular shrubbery. Like, we could see you the whole time,
yeah.
dude.
He was like, sorry, guys. I got lost.
Sorry, I didn't know where I was. It was terrifying. All right, let's get into...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Probably one of the scarier parts of this podcast, the prion disease. They kept
oh
coming back
gosh.
To this. What's going on in there? Don't eat cow brains? Don't
I
let
guess,
cows eat cow brains.
I guess not. Yeah, that was weird. Like, they're feeding the cows brains and stuff.
England apologizes for that, okay?
You, on behalf of England, apologize? Or did they make a public statement?
I already heard it. I'm just repeating it. Yeah, why the hell were they...
No, but it's scary because it's like you don't know if they're going to affect you until like many years later. So you have no idea if you, you know, one trip to Burger King as a kid screwed you.
Well, they did say that when it comes to mad cow disease, which is like Krokov's Jakob's disease or something. It's like a weird name. It was like single digit cases. And it was enough for them to like get rid of all the meat. And I remember this happening in the 80s. It was really a big deal. Now, I was raised vegetarian. So I had not eaten any meat.
You virgin.
I know. It wasn't my fault. It was parents. It's called child abuse. I was so weak I could barely hold my crayons. But yeah, that's how we were raised. And, you know, of course, my parents, when this came around, our whole family was like quietly celebrating that we didn't have to worry about this. But interestingly enough, now that I've immigrated to the U.S., I can never donate blood.
Really?
Because I lived in the U.K., During that time. And they just won't let it happen.
But you could be, because there's no way you can prove that you were a vegetarian for all those years.
Well, but according to the prions, you can almost not even wash them off surgical equipment.
Oh, yeah, after like years of, that's crazy.
So if I ate at one of my friend's houses who ate meat, who used a fork that ate some beef that had mad cow disease or the prion disease, and then I eat off it, and now I have to wait like 50 years to find out if I have it, I'm going to be pretty pissed off.
Yeah.
Because how can you prepare for that?
That does sound like it would be annoying. That sounds like what you just said. It sounds like when someone has a peanut allergy and they're like trying to explain to you how serious it is, they're like, dude, if you 4 years ago had a peanut and you sneeze in my face, I could die.
Right.
And they're like super serious.
That
about
sounds
it.
Like the kind of thing that when on 420 you're making a 420 podcast and you prepare for your 420 podcast in the correct way and then start talking about prion diseases from 20 years ago, you could accidentally start panicking over this.
Yeah.
We should be
careful. I don't want to get into a panic attack here thinking about prions.
But it's not just the cows, right? It's like a lot of different species.
Yeah.
But they did say that it's hard for it to jump from species to species.
Yeah, same thing with the mad cow one. They haven't seen it jump from species to species, which I understand for that kind of stuff is pretty rare for it to do, at least genetically.
But your brain turns to sponges.
Yeah, that's a pretty big risk to take.
It's
you
not
know?
Good.
Like, it's not very settling when everyone is like, oh, you know, it probably is fine. You know, it's like, that doesn't make me sleep well at night.
Well, it's kind of actually a good thing that the government would jump all over something, right? Because in so many aspects of what they give you, they find out something's bad, like asbestos, and they do get rid of it, but it's a slow transition. I mean, the country came to a halt on the meat side in England when this was getting discovered. I mean, they took that shit very seriously. And thank God.
Wait, that was in the 80s?
I think so, yeah.
And you were a kid?
Yeah, I was born in 81.
Oh, jeez. I didn't know you were that old.
I'm way older than you, bro.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so wise. And you say all the dumb stuff. So watch out for prions, guys. Don't eat brains, just in general. Is brain even a food? I know they eat brains or like
Who's out here eating brains?
Some people.
They need to stop. That's not okay.
It doesn't sound like the place you should get your...
Like, what caloric or nutrition value do you get from eating a brain? Like, I want someone to convince me.
It doesn't sound that tasty.
It doesn't sound like there would be that much in there that could be good for you.
If you want to get weird, liver.
It's like those crazy people who eat their placenta after they have a kid. It's like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Why, dude? Like, you know the grocery
David
store
Cho.
Exists, you know? Did he do that?
Yeah, he was just on Joe Rogan recently.
I saw that one. Yeah.
He's having like
that guy's a character.
Placenta soup.
Yeah, he had like half of his face was red.
Yeah. Wild animal. Absolutely wild animal. Love
no,
it.
But I thought it was crazy. They were talking about a lot of the episode was kind of talking about the different ways of deforestation in the East Coast, and so we had all of these like weird little like fungi and the prions and all this shit, but then there was also obviously us humans coming in, fucking everything up, trying to build our ships.
Yeah.
And we have a clip of Kevin, the expert, talking about that that we'll play.
Okay. So we're cutting down the big trees. Hemlocks are going to make tannins. White pine is going to make Pittsburgh, literally make the city of Pittsburgh, or to make Bradley, relax, buddy. Or to make ships.
Very passionate about the city of Pittsburgh.
Yes. Yeah, he really feels it. The white pine, you know, it's a really big, straight, tall tree. It's what we call a super canopy tree because it can get to be 150 feet tall. And so you make masts out of that. And then the hardwoods in the forest, you turn to the side of the ship. You know, famously, old iron sides, her sides of made of iron, made of eastern white oak, grown here in the United States. So that's where all our forests go. And then we also make charcoal. This is kind of one thing that we forget about Pennsylvania, but we made a lot of charcoal in this state. Yeah, I don't call it a commonwealth. It's ridiculousness.
Oh, fuck yourself. Sorry, I was burping midway through saying that.
So a charcoal hearth is a place where they burned charcoal. They burned wood to make charcoal. They ate one could use at least an acre of forest a day. And like these things were active for decades.
That's crazy.
Damn.
That's crazy. I loved his little jab at the UK.
Colonialism.
I agree. That was so funny.
Wow. So charcoal. Just for pencils? What are they using that for?
No, for running the railroads and shit, bro. I mean, everything was run off. I think about this time they had the steam engine. And
well, they didn't use coal?
Well, that's what they were making.
Like shitty coal.
Yeah, I think that was before... I don't know what I'm talking about right here, but I'm pretty sure that this was like when we needed to burn coal for steam engines. So
it makes a lot more sense because how much drawing was really going on back then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not enough.
It's like, you know, when you play Minecraft and
never played it.
You've never played Minecraft?
Yeah, I've seen it. Like this shitty graphics.
Dude, it's great. Anyways, but in Minecraft, there's different stages, and usually you get to a stage where you need to have torches, and to make torches, you need wood and charcoal, and you can make charcoal by burning wood.
Mm.
But the best way to do it is to mine it. But there's a stage early in the game where before you can find it to mine and you have the infrastructure or the ability to mine it, you have to use charcoal that you burn from wood. And
that
so
makes
I think it was kind of a similar situation as that.
Ah, Minecraft taught you a lot about history, it sounds
like. It really did.
Also, you're just clutching at straws and making it up, and this connection might not be real.
It could be in my head. But
this is a history podcast based on Minecraft.
Based on Minecraft, yeah.
Ah, but damn, that's a lot.
That's a lot of
the air
trees.
In those areas must have been fucking awful.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever been to Pennsylvania?
No.
I'm trying to think if I have. Wait, is Philadelphia? Where is Philadelphia? Is that in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, that's in PA.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
No, I've actually been to Pittsburgh, actually.
Okay.
And yeah. Mars, PA. I've been there.
Where?
Mars.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. It's near Pittsburgh.
Philadelphia, I went to when I was younger, and it was weird. It felt like a
it's kind
like
of
a
like,
rundown version of New York.
Right. It's like industrial-ish town, yeah.
Plus the historical shit.
Well, they're doing their best.
They're trying.
But after all that burning and charcoal in the air.
Yeah.
Who knows what's been
all the citizens
happening
got black lung. And they just started dropping like flies.
It's a mess.
Wasn't that a big area where cars were made, or was that mainly just Detroit?
Detroit was like the center of it.
I mean, wasn't Pittsburgh as well?
Probably was. Yeah.
Or, but I kind maybe of not cars, but maybe steel production or some sort of industrial thing.
100%.
Yeah. That makes sense. And so I think that could have also been what they were using the charcoal for at the time.
Well, a lot of
making
that,
iron.
Back in the day, so much of that had to coincide with not only where you're getting the resources from, which is important, but how you can move it around. So they're by the lakes, they've got big docks, you know, the shipyards, you got to move that stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
and then once the railroads came around, it really...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Changed the game.
Yeah,
so for a while.
You need some charcoal to power those things.
Yeah. And they I didn't know that so it's interesting, they make these giant ships out of a specific type of wood. This one type of wood has they grow really tall, and so they use the masts, and then there's always, he was saying that they always use this specific type of wood to make the ships.
Huh.
Which is interesting.
Do you remember what it was?
It was like cedar, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes sense that you would have that. Those, like, specific things. I mean, they were talking about white oak for a while in there.
Yeah.
Right? And how...
Or, no, I think it was white oak because they made the ships.
For, like, bourbon. You needed it bourbon.
White oak barrels.
And then a lot of the dark... I don't know if it was dark liquors or dark beer. There was something to do with it. But it's like, yeah, we need this. If we literally ran out of white oak, we can't make that type of booze.
Yeah, it was bourbon. For it to be bourbon, it has to be, I think, a certain percent of, I don't know what thing it is, but it's a specific ingredient in whiskey making. It has to be like above 49% something. But it also has to be aged in white oak barrels.
That's crazy.
And a lot of the taste, I mean, people argue this, but a lot of what you're getting from bourbon is from the aging it in the barrels. Like right. That's a lot of where that taste comes from.
I wonder
from.
If we could find another way, like, without using artificial flavors. But like,
what's wrong with the current bourbon? What do you mean?
No, I just mean what happens if that tree fucking dies, bro?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I'm not running out of bourbon because of some dumb tree that couldn't stay alive.
This is true. Yeah, we got to get on this.
Yeah.
We
In fact, that might be the campaign that keeps this going.
That should be the driving force, yeah.
It's just a new commercial that's like, hey, guys, you love bourbon.
I know you don't give a shit about the forest, but listen, bourbon, it's not going to be around forever.
Yeah.
And if we want to enjoy bourbon, we have to care about the forest.
Yeah, and it's like all these bourbon guys having a switch over to White Claw.
Vote for Bernie 2024.
They're all switching over to White Claw because there's nothing left, and it's like this dystopian future where instead of getting to be classy, they're just becoming like White Claw drinkers. And then
everything
they're like,
turns
all
into
right,
LA.
You've got a chance to go back in time and save this tree. You're just turning all these like New York gentlemen into eco warriors.
I think you just wrote a script for the newest like movie.
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's
some movie.
Plug it in and see what we come up with. Sell it to Hollywood. With the state of the movies that have been coming out over the last 3 years, that could
that has
work.
A fighting chance. I really think so.
So many bad movies.
There's some shit out there right now.
Nothing to watch, but John Wick 4 is on the way.
Is it?
We're going to be fine.
Oh, that's... Sick.
Yeah, he says like 7 things the whole movie and kills 40,000 people.
Yeah. I need to watch the third one. I watched the first one and the second one. I don't
Dude,
know.
Don't even step into the fourth without watching the third. You'll be
oh,
completely
no, I will.
Lost.
I know.
Those plots are too thick.
Well, yeah.
Back to what we're losing. We're losing Birch. We're losing Hemlock.
Hemlock.
It's a problem.
It is a problem.
What do those trees do and why do we need them?
I don't know.
Shit.
That's a great question.
I feel like we need them.
I think it would be bad if we lost them.
Okay.
So we should probably keep them.
Yeah. But maybe we lose trees.
One thing I thought also was kind of interesting was he was talking about how expensive it is to... kind of helps preserve and save these forests and everything. I can't remember exact numbers off the top of my head, but I was like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think it was like $80 an acre for like the bug...
Pesticide thing.
Pesticide
and
stuff,
then,
which is not bad, but the fencing's
the fencing
very expensive.
Is so expensive, yeah.
It's gone up to like $7 a foot from $2.
Yep.
Because of steel production.
Yep.
Prices. So that's an issue. We can't fence it in.
Because we used up all the charcoal.
And ultimately...
that's not the reason, but...
No. Now, ultimately, it's like not going to pay you back either. So this is more of a long-term thing. And this
that's the thing about forests.
This is actually where I think the government should step in, right? It's like, it's understandable that a farmer or someone that owns a lot of land is not going to appreciate that. Like, obviously, that land is for them, their family, and generations of their family. But to say that they can plan 100 years ahead with the land that they have is, like, unrealistic because they have to survive for today or for their kids. And that's more than reasonable. But if the government steps in and says, okay, also, we can subsidize shit going on in your land because we know in 80 years this is all going to be a mess unless we pay you to kind of keep it going. That to me is like a reasonable type of expense.
Yeah.
Like I like the idea the government could think long term for a nation, you know. But in a way, I think it's reversed.
I think it's so important, especially on these environmental matters where the average person is just not going to know what to talk. Like, they're not. If you tried to explain forest deforestation or what, I mean, besides if you listen to this podcast, you're an expert. But it's hard to convince somebody about something that's going to be improved in such a long time from now. But it's important if you look at the science of it. So I think that's where we kind of need to have the government step in. And I agree.
Yeah, I think it's important for sure. I mean, otherwise, what happens?
Otherwise, no bourbon, man.
And that's really the key. That's why I became passionate about it.
That's really what gets me upset about it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. What were they saying about they had a little story at the end that I thought was interesting, where they were reading off, it was like a Formula One race or some race, and he's just like reading this article that they were all commenting on, and it was about this crash on turn one. You remember this?
No.
So there was like a crash on turn one, and they didn't have anyone on turn one for the volunteers. They didn't have enough, so they couldn't radio ahead. And it was right before turn 2.1 that this is where the accident was. So they're trying to tow it away. And it was some caller that's a fan of the show, like, wrote in to give them this message. And while it was happening, they realized that they couldn't radio ahead. Nobody could warn the cars on the previous corner. They were, like, trying to pull them off. And it was just this disaster. Just crashed mess. I don't know where the relevance of this was, other than just reading this fan's little piece of information.
Yeah, they had some interesting stories. They would. I thought it was interesting though. Like a lot of their shows are kind of long. This is kind of one. Like, it's entertaining, but they go on some tangents. They have a segment in the beginning of every show where it's like, "This is your goddamn news" or something like that.
Love that.
I can't remember what the phrasing is, but in the other episode they were talking about the China balloon that we blew up,
right?
Which was great.
That's so good.
But yeah, I guess they do like a little news segment every single time.
I'm happy to have some more ridiculous news. I kind of feel like all news should be delivered in that way.
I think so, too. I think you have to. I hate whenever someone tries to explain the news in like a stupid, serious way. It's like you have to lighten it up a little bit.
Well, they just want you to get so worked up.
Yeah.
That's like news cable stuff.
That's how they work it, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so annoying.
Mm.
And it's fun to just like make fun of shit, you know, like it was like with the China balloon, it was so ridiculous. It was like we've spent billions of dollars developing this jet, this F-22 jet, and we have like, I don't know, billions of dollars worth of them. And it was like the first time that it's ever taken something out in midair.
Uh-huh.
Like a fucking balloon, a weather balloon.
Yeah. You could have done it with a drone with like a pin on the front.
No, they were having to announce to citizens like, hey, don't shoot this down with your rifle because it's not going to work. But no, we spend like, I don't know how much money on this missile, most advanced missile in the world to shoot down.
Yeah.
The equivalent of a science project.
Why couldn't they just use the machine guns?
I don't know. That's a great question.
It might have been too high. I don't know how high those planes can fly.
I don't know.
But I would imagine the balloons are like 50,000 feet.
I think
feet
they wanted to destroy it.
They wanted it to look cool.
It's
America.
They're like, hey.
It's got to look cool.
Don't throw your shit over here, China.
Yeah.
We're going to blow it up.
Get out of here with those balloons.
Yeah.
Well, what gets me about that is, you know, it's such a simple thing. How have these balloons not been flying over forever?
Yeah.
Like, how long... we've had balloons for well over 100 years.
The balloons were used in the Civil War. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had hot air balloons used in the Civil War. For
well, this is helium, though.
Oh, is it helium?
Yeah, it would be helium.
But same... I mean, it's still a balloon.
Yeah.
It's still basic-ass technology.
Really is. I mean, how long have we had helium?
Fucking, I don't know.
A long time.
Long time.
And then what? We've had, like... measuring equipment, So why aren't these things everywhere? Why aren't they just launching them from everywhere and just having them like float?
Yeah,
over,
what the fuck was over the purpose of this stupid balloon? Like, honestly.
Also, is it to make us think China doesn't have any good technology?
Because they definitely do.
What a dopey ass thing.
Yeah.
You could put an iPhone on a balloon and just have it running video, streaming video, TikTok.
Yeah. You can have
picking
it
up some good information. Those iPhones are pretty good now.
Yeah.
Solid zoom.
But I don't understand, like, and why the fuck would you put it over Montana? Like, I guess some people were like, oh, because we have a bunch of nuclear missiles here and stuff. But
they
like,
were probably, like, buffalo watching. They're just, like, watching buffalo over Yellowstone. And
yeah.
And it's completely innocent.
It's just, like, some Chinese family that came over here to look at Yellowstone from the balloon.
Yeah. They just blew it up and were like, yeah, we'd love really good home movie.
Yeah.
And then it got out of control, and then they were like, whoops, that wasn't us. Yeah. And they just left.
No, but this... what did you think about the infestation of these caterpillars that are just destroying forests? It's crazy. They have to... I guess they were saying that for them to lower the population, they have to kill 99.9% of them.
Well, I feel like caterpillars are delicious to a lot of creatures, so why aren't they getting eaten?
I think they're just reproducing so goddamn quick.
Can't we just throw a bunch of pigeons? Get all the city pigeons
from
that
New
we
York?
Hate.
Yeah.
Take them out to the woods.
Have Mike Tyson lead the expedition.
Yeah, of course. 100%. That's a reality TV show. Where that's
that's gold
something
right
we're
there.
Also going to make.
Yeah.
He's like, the pigeons, and they're going to come and eat all the caterpillars. He's going to punch with uppercuts.
Exactly.
It's going to be good.
No, but I mean, what? Like, that's crazy. I would love to. I kind of want to see pictures of these just mobs of caterpillars just destroying forests. That's crazy.
We can't
crazy.
Have that.
And then what happens when they all turn into moths? Like, where do they go? Do they just. Is it just like a swarm of moths everywhere?
That sounds like another problem.
Like, if there's that much of an infestation of them, surely they must not all have a place to make a cocoon.
Mm. Yeah, I think moths, once they turn into moths, and even butterflies, like, some of these creatures don't even eat. They don't even have mouths.
Oh, really?
So as soon as they change...
They just live that soon?
It's that short. That's all short. They do is try and breed, and then have more caterpillar larvae, and then they die. So
yeah,
most of the work is
doing.
Done crawling around, eating the trees.
Yep.
So we got to get some zappers out there, bro. We got to get those things hanging from trees with the blue light in, just zapping them all.
But I mean, you have to kill
solar panel
99% of them.
Well,
like, how do you do that?
Elon Musk could
Elon
create
Musk.
The Tesla bug zapper.
Bug zapper.
Solar paneled, hangs in the trees, zaps them all.
That could work. Elon's got to get on it.
Just a thought. He's busy.
He doesn't give a fuck about the caterpillars.
How are they killing the tree, though? Do they eat the bark? What did they say?
I think so, yeah. I think they were saying that they... Maybe that was a different one. But... they eat all of the leaves. They eat all of the leaves of the tree.
You got to have some leaves.
You can't have no leaves, yeah.
You would think that even they would be smart enough to be like, let's leave a couple of leaves.
Yeah. No, they just don't give a fuck. They just eat all of them.
Damn. If only we could have like tiny little signs that caterpillars could read just up on the branches saying, leave at least half the leaves. Help us out.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't. And they can't read.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
They're dumb.
Mm.
Poor caterpillars.
But isn't this all nature too? Like this shit is happening all the time. It's always happened.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the things that Travis was saying, the biologist, Kevin, excuse me. He was saying, like, a lot of this stuff that's happening now, like, when you look at, like, the deer forest, the overpopulation of deer, it's like, that's happening as a result of what we've done by making other things extinct. And so, like, the way that we're living on the planet right now is disturbing things in a way that's kind of hard for us to understand. Like, we're doing certain things that are affecting these other thing, because everything's connected,
right?
Everything in nature is connected. So when we go mess up one part of it, it's like of the ecosystem, it's like there's so many repercussions that happen because of that. And so that's kind of what he was expecting, because a lot of people will say like, oh yeah, isn't that just nature does nature and all this shit? But it's like, we've gone past that point where it's just like, it'll correct itself. Like, we need to have smart people working on this. We need to have this be an important thing in conversation today.
It's a tough one. It's almost like we need simulations to work,
to
right?
Escape.
So, well, no, we just take a, no, not that. We're probably in one.
Yes.
We just use like a program that can run things. So you've got this like wonderful bit of nature and we're like, hey, there's a great stream in here or whatever. We want to build an airport. It's going to build a city. It's going to do this and this. What is going on there that we got to watch out for? And it can start to predict. They're like, well, there's like, you know, there's bears and there's wolves and there's deer and there's these things and that connects to the rivers and all this. You're going to build all these houses. You're going to need these areas where they can kind of move around and do things. And there's going to be human engagement, but also bears are a problem and wolves might eat some kids. And so ideally we want to get rid of them. So you got to keep those fucking deer numbers down. Otherwise they're running amok.
Kill the deer, yeah.
Giving prions to everyone.
Fucking deer.
You just got to hunt some deer. When the humans get in there, you got to hunt some deer.
I think that's what we've learned. That's what we've learned from this podcast.
Let's eat deer, all hunt the them, things.
And you know
delicious.
What? I bet if the guys listening to the show, if anything I learned from your show, got to kill more deer.
Kill all the deer.
Yes.
That's really my takeaway.
I think so.
Yeah. And they might say to us, hey, that wasn't our message.
But
we were actually joking. But that's what I'm taking away from it. And that's going to be my commitment.
I've killed
this
three
week.
Today. I mean, how many do you have this week?
With my car.
How many do you have this week?
I drove through a field. It was a bloodbath.
Oh, jeez.
But I felt like I got to save the trees.
Yeah. I really just care about the environment.
Yeah.
It's not that I have a bloodthirst for killing innocent deer. I really just care about the environment so much.
Yeah. I have a Nissan Altima. It did a number on it.
Yeah.
All right? It was a huge sacrifice. I got to replace my windshield now. But I did it.
We got a couple deer.
I was passionate about it. Well, that's the show. Anything else you want to say about that one?
No, I think this was a good show. Definitely check it out. I'll put the link for the podcast and the video in the description. And I'll see if I can find some more information to put down there for you guys.
I love it. Yeah, these guys were great. I'm definitely listening to them again. Had a good time.
They were good.
Thank you so much, folks. As always, if you enjoyed this and it helped you find this podcast and you enjoyed that one, email us. Let us know. Also, shoot us some emails about shows that you want reviewed or talked about that don't get enough press. We're trying to pull all the best shows that are on the intro webs right now so that other people can find them. Take it easy. Talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.